So we're
back again with another show.
It's been a little while, but we're back again. I was reading something, and I thought I would bring this up with you because you, as a child, may have a shorter perspective to bring.
I have
on this.
You told me it was about kids and like parenting and stuff, so I have very strong opinions on that.
Yeah, well, at least I don't. So
sure
that makes
you don't.
One of us. So the article is called "People Are Sharing Why They Chose Not to Have Kids." Now, this isn't just past tense. This is also like why they're choosing not to have kids. And I've honestly never considered some of these POVs before. Now, POVs is what's called.
Point of view.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I just slurred it somewhere.
My point of view right now would be glaring.
Correct.
Because I had queued up one of my very lengthy explanations.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We should also just, I guess, stop on this topic beforehand. As you know, peaceful parenting involves lectures.
Yeah, more painful.
More painful than anything else, that's right. It's like the worst thing. All right. So it says here, a big topic of conversation today is how fewer and fewer adults are wanting to have kids. And honestly, I get it.
No, you don't.
And of course, it's a very personal choice. Well, I don't know that it is a personal choice in a way.
No, not really.
Because a personal choice is... Do I have fish or chicken for lunch? I guess that matters to the fish or the chicken, but that's a personal... whether you have children or not, it's kind of a social choice, which doesn't mean you people have to or anything, but it really is kind of a social choice. Like if you say, I really, really want the government to pay for my pension, and nobody pays for... It's the next generation that pays for the pension. So
yeah.
You say, I really want the government to pay for my pension, but I'm not going to have the children necessary to fund the pension.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, then you just want other people's kids to pay for your pension, I guess, whatever it is, right?
And so, also, like, you got the gift of life, pass it on.
Well, that's the thing, I mean...
It seems kind of selfish to, like, okay, you got life, you're enjoying your life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why aren't you, like, giving it to someone else, right?
Could you just brush your hair off the mic?
I didn't realize that.
No, I mean, it is... I'm always a little bit suspicious when people have moral ideas that... totally coincide with what they emotionally want to do in the moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like somebody who just wants to, I don't know, go partying and drink too much just says, hey man, partying and drinking too much is the essence of, like the essence of life. It's what life's all about. They just make a moral out of, like we talked about this with marijuana, how like people have this marijuana culture, you know, like it's nature's herb. It's medicinal, man. It's natural, like strychnine or...
Like what?
Strychnine is kind of poison. I think it's natural or whatever it is, right? So
yeah, take this berry.
Take this berry. So there's a something called Reddit, which is like a forum.
Yes.
So recently, Reddit user UFoxScream.
What?
U/FoxScream.
Okay.
I find that a little sinister to begin with. Like, why would you want a fox to scream?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Fox's Cream. No, I don't think that's it. Didn't shy away from the topic and asked people who don't ever want to have kids, why? And people came up with lots of direct, honest, and extremely valid answers. Here's what they said. One. Wait, should we talk about your thoughts about kids? Having kids, not kids, you know.
Well, okay, let's just say, I'm just like, from a completely like evolutionary, I don't know how to pronounce it, sorry, evolutionary standpoint. Our like people's genes have been going on for billions and billions of years, and the fact that someone's just like, I want a party after billions and billions of years and cut off the gene right there, like they cut off all that work just because they want a party or get some dumb career going on when they're 20 if you're a woman, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the fact that they're like, I want a career, I want to go to nightclubs and party, instead of like, hey, why don't we have kids and keep all this work going on for billions of years going.
I feel like it's a heavy load on my shoulders thinking about all of the single-celled organisms that had to win for you and I to exist.
Yeah.
You know, like every single battle from every plankton, every single-celled organism, every worm, every, like whatever is in our distant evolutionary chain, every ape that had to beat up on another ape or whatever. It's like all of that, like 3 billion years of massive struggle comes to you and it's like a relay. You know, like the relay in the race where you pass something and then you're just like, no. I'm not taking the relay. I'm not winning the race.
I'm done.
Yeah.
No, like I plan to have kids, or at least be settled down, married, have kids, or at least be pregnant by the time I'm 24.
Right.
So
right.
I'm gonna get my career started later in life once I already have kids. Like, I mean, I don't know. That's my plan.
Yeah. All right. So this is what some people said about why they don't want to have kids. And, you know, of course, we should be open-minded and then judge the way we would have at the beginning anyway. Just okay. Kidding. All right. So one, that whole thing. Wait, should I mock them or just read
yeah,
it straight?
Yeah, okay. Mock them. Do it.
That whole thing about your friends starting to have kids and that will make you want one. The funny thing was my friends having kids was the exact reason why my 50-50 went to I don't want them. I can tolerate kids for a short span of time, but at the end of the day, I don't have to deal with the stressful part of having kids, sickness, tantrums, money, etc. You were just listening to the accent. You weren't actually listening to the
Wait,
content.
Sorry, was that you right? kidding.
Okay.
No, that was hilarious.
So they say,
that's
oh,
probably what she sounds like, honestly.
This is Tarty Girl.
Okay, yeah, that's what she
sounds like. Tarty. A tart is a name. It's a bit of an older name, but it's a name for a woman who dresses to show a lot of skin.
Right, yep.
Because she wants a good tan.
That was the worst
she's
line
interested
you've
in
done
getting
like
vitamin
the last
D.
5 minutes.
Right. Okay, so she's saying, okay, your friends, like there's this thing where your friends settle down, start to have kids, and you start to think about it. The funny thing was my friends having kids was the exact reason. My 50-50, that gets half and half her partner, not a husband, right? Not a man, went to, I don't want them. I can tolerate kids for a short span of time. So I guess for her being around kids is like holding your breath underwater.
Okay, some kids, I can understand that. Okay, some kids are just like, they've been raised terribly. They need help. Like, I mean, there are some kids I know that, like, you know, on my neighborhood, right? And, like, they were fun for a bit, and then they just kind of became really weird, like, after we knew them for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just kind of like, ew. Right? So, I mean, like, look, I think all kids kind of start out kind of like a blank slate. Like, of course, they have their intelligence. They have probably a couple personality traits, right? Yeah. But, like, you can adjust that pretty easily. But I think you need, like, good parenting. Like, be around some kids who've had good parenting in order to, like, know whether you want to have kids or not. Because, like, I mean, personally, I just think have kids, but I mean, like, if you're really, like, really indecisive for something, just be around kids who've had good parenting, or look at some, like, cute kid videos on YouTube, just, like, even think dumb things like that, right? Like,
Or you can go to the mall and sniff baby heads, because they just smell good, like baby powder and... Hang on, let me lean in here.
Baby powder smells terrible.
I'm sorry?
Baby powder smells terrible.
Oh, you don't like it?
No.
Oh, man, I like the smell of a baby head. But yeah. But people feel it's intrusive in some way, especially if they're home and you just come in through the window. Anyway.
Hello.
Sir. So the stressful part of having kids. All right. So as a kid, what is the stressful part of having kids? And you give me a couple of guesses.
I don't even really.
And I will then tell you what the facts are.
I assume it's when I'm being like really opinionated and mom gets a little annoyed at that.
I'm going to talk for myself here.
Yeah.
Talk for myself. What is stressful about having kids? There's only one thing.
What?
No, what's your guess?
I'd say, like, when I'm being really opinionated, because I have very strong opinions about some things that people might not like, but...
Now, do you think that I would find that stressful as
no.
someone who has the exact same characteristics?
Yeah.
Okay. There is only one thing that is horribly stressful about being parents.
Oh, when I get better at video games than you.
No, it's not that at all. Why would you say that? It's totally different. Wait, hang on. It's, oh yes, when you feel unwell, that it breaks my heart and I'm very concerned for your health and safety.
You're just like, take some Nutella.
No. Okay. You got to explain what we mean by that. Because that's going to be like, Nutella is not my medicine.
It is. No. So he'll be like, I vaguely remember this. I was like on the couch, like I was like 6 or 7 or something.
Mm.
I was like not feeling well, like no energy or anything. And you give the Nutella test, we call it,
yeah.
Where you like, hey, do you want some Nutella? And if I say yes, then it isn't super bad. And if I say no, then you're like, okay, this is actually bad.
And it is bad. And then I need the Nutella to make myself feel better.
No, you don't.
It's all about me, right? No, it is. It is true. So for the parents out there who consider themselves quite good at video games. Sorry.
I'm not very good at
No,
I'm
you
not
are
very
good.
Good at first-person shooters.
I know, but you won't play them with me, so that doesn't count.
That's true. Okay, I'm pretty good. I'm not actually very good compared to some people at Rocket League, but I'm better.
You would if you practiced more.
I think if I played more.
Because I remember showing you Rocket League. That was your first 3D game. And what
Minecraft
happened,
was first.
Well, but it's not really a
Fine.
Twitchy game.
It
like
is,
a 3D like bouncy manipulation game.
Yeah.
And I think it took about 3 weeks where I was like patiently instructing you, and then you're like doing these like flying jumpy, loopy things.
Oh, I can't do those yet.
No, but I mean...
But, like, yeah, stuff like that. Well, I mean, Rocket League, Among Us, another game called Goose Goose Duck, which isn't as popular, but kind of like Among Us, except better.
Oh, you are much better at these games than I am.
Yes.
For sure. And those aren't even reflex games. Those are reasoning games. Sorry.
Well, Goose Goose Duck and Among Us, I just happen to be very good at lying.
No, it's not the lying. It's the pattern of reasoning and remembering where everyone is and remembering the entire length of the game and who's... like, that really is amazing.
I'll be like, you took extra 3 seconds on doing the trash takeout task and storage. You're sus.
And also, knowing my voice.
Okay, your voice, it's so easy. It's like, well, some people that we play with, me and two others, we'll just hear someone's voice, and if we play for them for long enough, right?
It's not like, me! That's something like that.
Okay, that's when you're like dodo birding and stuck. But anyways, in Among Us, let's say, you just have like, you're like, no, it's not me. Like, you sound mildly annoyed, but also extremely stressed.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you get in my head that way. So they're thinking sickness, tantrums, money, and so on. No, it really is when your kids get better at you and stuff. That's the real stress in the situation. That's the reality.
It just reminds you that I'm here to replace you. Sorry, that was really creepy.
Hopefully later rather than sooner.
Sorry, that was really creepy.
All right, time to get a lock for the bedroom door. All right. Okay, so, and it's interesting. So the three things that she says here, the stressful part about having kids. So sickness, you don't really get sick.
I don't. I have a pretty good immune system.
You have a very good immune system.
I mean, like, the fact that I tried to eat dirt when I was 6 because I was curious how it tasted might have something to do with that. But, I have a pretty good immune system. I have not gotten sick since, like, February 2020. Like, I got, like, a mild cold then that lasted for, like, 2 days or something like that. That's the last time I ever got anything that was sick.
Yeah. No, and you've never been really in the hospital as far as anything goes or
Except
anything
for,
like that.
Except for, like, that one thing when I was 3, but...
Yeah. Okay, so money, it's not bad. So tantrums. Let's talk about tantrums.
I've never had a tantrum.
Why are we talking about you?
Oh. What?
Let's talk about tantrums. Because she didn't say children's tantrums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's probably talking about herself.
So, Izzy, when I come up from the basement and I say I'm having technical issues, where do you hide?
I don't care. I just run.
Right. Okay. So sickness. No, you've never had a tantrum.
No.
I don't think you bite them back. Like, I don't think you've.
Oh man! No kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Now here's another tantrum. Bye bye. All right. Okay. So stressful part of having kids. I mean, I don't know what everything that you want to achieve in life you could fail at, right?
Yeah.
And it's stressful when you fail, and stress is nature's way of saying change your behavior. So I guess you could, like, what if her boyfriend leaves her? That's going to be stressful. What if he gets sick? That's going to be stressful. There's so many random chances in life. And if you just say, well, I'm not going to invest in things because there will be negative aspects to it, means you just don't get to live at all. All right.
Yeah.
Two, because I don't currently have a partner or much financial stability in my life at this stage, and I don't want to be a single parent or bring a child into the world if I'm not in a position to provide for them. That's from Victor L. Kirby. I don't know if... I assume that's a woman, because only a woman can really be a single parent, if that makes sense, because she can get pregnant, but the man can't, right? So I think that's kind of reasonable. Like, if you don't have a partner, I mean, you need a partner to raise kids properly.
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah, if you don't have a partner and you don't have any financial stability, well, sure.
Yeah, don't have kids.
But the question then is, if you want kids...
Why don't you have a partner?
You'll find a good partner and get yourself financially stable. Anyway.
Invest in cryptocurrency to get financially stable.
Now, we might want to skip this one.
Why? Hmm? All right, we're doing it.
Well, do you want to read number 3?
Okay.
Don't take it, because I got to hold on to the mic thing.
All right. For me, it's... I don't know how to pronounce that.
Myriad.
Myriad
means tons and tons and different ones. Remember, we were looking in the kaleidoscope the other day?
Oh, yeah.
That's like a myriad. Right. It's like lots of many varied ones.
For me, it's the myriad of mental disorders I have. I don't want to pass that on to another human being, much less my own child.
Right. Okay, so we can skip that one.
Why do you have mental disorders?
Well, yeah. I mean, why? So, and the other thing, too.
Get a therapist.
So, I said this in a show the other day. The best thing you could do if you've been hurt as a child, the best thing you can do is to provide what you were denied, right?
Yeah.
So, I grew up in a violent situation, so I provide a non-violent situation for you. I grew up in an anti-rational situation, so I sort of promote reason in our relationship. So the idea that you've been hurt and you've got mental problems, to me, I mean, you should deal with those mental problems. And one of the ways to deal with it, one of the ways to conquer it, is to provide to your children what was denied to you.
Right.
And I think that could be very helpful. But just avoiding the whole situation.
She's probably just too frail to, like, even, like, you know, have a kid. Just, like, if she, like, I mean, she's like, I have so many mental disorders.
Wait, you got to put your hand on the forehead.
Yeah, you know, like, just being, like, ridiculous. I'm probably too frail.
Well, okay, so that's interesting. Do you think she's frail, like, just innately?
No, no, she's not. She's acting it, probably. Like, yeah. I mean, she's probably a bit, but she's, like, amplifying it like crazy.
Right, right, okay, all right.
I don't know why I think that, I just do.
All right, so four. In a psych class, that's psychology, study of the mind,
yep.
We learned about a study where they separated monkeys from their mothers at birth. The monkeys grew to be anxious and twitchy. When those monkeys had their own kids, the mothers didn't know how to care for them. I was raised horribly, so I don't know how to raise someone well. My parents had children, even though their parents abused them. My grandparents' parents probably also abused them. I'm just cutting off the cycle. That's from Spencer, which I think is a male.
I think Spencer was probably quite unlucky, but I think what he needs to do to cut off the cycle is to have kids and raise them correctly. And also for the monkey study, monkeys have an IQ of like 70 or something. They're not smart. They're not going to be very good parents.
Right.
Like if they don't have like the experience that like already. Like I mean, I think the smartest thing that wasn't like a human was like 83 intelligence.
I think it was Coco or something.
Coco, like,
if I remember that rightly,
like that,
yeah, right? Yeah, for sure.
So monkeys aren't smart. Like I don't think they should use a monkey study to kind
yes.
of make their point.
This is what's called confirmation bias. This is someone who doesn't want to have kids, and so he's using this, I think, as a justification.
I think so, yeah.
For it, right? And so, do you know what monkeys sometimes do with their own poop?
What?
They throw it.
Why?
It is a form of weaponry,
okay.
I think. So you have
take
to,
this, it smells bad.
Yeah, I mean, throw poop at someone, right? So this is like somebody saying, well, I can't go to the mall because they don't like it when I throw poop. And monkeys throw poop, therefore I will throw poop, therefore I can't go to the mall.
I will start a war.
Yeah, yeah. Poop war, right?
Poop war.
Now, of course, what you need for this is a giant catapult. And
yeah,
a lot
yeah, clearly.
Of, anyway, so...
Save up for months.
The idea that I can't learn... Here's the funny thing. Do you think that monkeys are learning about monkeys in a psych class?
Nope.
No, so he's saying, well, I have this unique human ability to learn, which monkeys don't, but I'm going to base my decisions on what monkeys do.
Yeah.
To which we can only say one thing.
Monkey noises. Did that hurt?
I think it hurt the listeners. Sorry if you're trying to get some sleep.
Yeah, please remember to edit that. I'm not kidding.
I will not. I will actually just put
amplify.
That on auto repeat.
Oh, yeah. Amplify. And
actually,
also, you know.
I should put that on your ringtone. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even get calls from anyone.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right. Five. I was parentified as a child to my four younger siblings. When
what's
I see
parental what?
So that's not a real word. It's in quotes here. So.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me guess. Does that mean the parents were both at work and the mom wasn't being a good mom and she had to go like to some dumb like education thing or whatever, and the oldest sibling had to parent the other younger siblings while their parents were away?
No, it's about your child getting better at video games than you.
No, seriously.
Sorry, that's still burning in my brain like a midnight sun.
Good. Let's play some video games this afternoon.
Can't do it. So, so she's saying that she had four younger siblings. And of course, it's really tempting for parents when you have an older sibling to say, oh, just take care of your younger sibling, right?
Yeah, I think you can do that for like a little bit, like once every couple months or something, or once a month or once or twice a month, something like. But you can't do it as like, here, we got a babysitter or something.
No, it's not fair for the oldest sibling.
No, they have a life too.
Well, and also, so the older sibling, wants to have their own friends. They want to have their own life. And the older sibling also doesn't really have authority because they're not the parent, right?
No.
So an older sibling wants to go and hang out with, like, let's say you've got a 12-year-old. The 12-year-old wants to go hang out with his 12-year-old friends. The 10-year-old, what does he want to do?
He wants to hang out with the 12-year-old and
their
friends.
Yeah, because they're older and cooler and can teach new stuff.
I know that. Like,
right?
Like, if I could hang out with, like, some, I don't know, 10-year-old or 6-year-old versus, like, a 15-year-old, I'd be, like, 15-year-old.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's cooler. And so the older sibling is doing all this, well, you know, I don't want him to tag along. That's what they say. I don't want him to tag along. Because if you're the older sibling, particularly if you're going to go and play sports, 12 and 10, I mean, think about you, like 2 years ago, it's a big difference, right?
Yeah, I could run for like 3 seconds less. No, okay.
No, but you mean your physical skills, reflexes and all that?
I couldn't run as fast, couldn't run as far. I didn't have as many good reflexes and my, guess, brain ability or cognitive ability wasn't quite as good, so.
And here's the big problem too. So we don't really have this, but when I was a kid, you get off at school at 3:30, your mom gets home at 6:30.
Right.
And the kids are not allowed to be home for those 3 hours alone. It's really crazy. Like the school system is set up for that, right?
Yeah, no, Beth.
But because the school system was set up when people worked on farms, so they actually had to release the kids early so they could work on the farm. But now you've got this weird 2 or 3 hours where the kids are home. So what happens is as soon as one kid gets to be 12, the whole problem is solved from the parents' point of view. They can still stay at work because the 12-year-old can take care of the younger kids and that's legal, right? But what that means is that the 12-year-old can't ever hang out with his friends, can't ever go to the mall, can't ever go play sports because he's got to stay home with the youngest.
12-year-olds can go to a mall with their friends.
I'm sorry?
Can 12-year-olds even go to a mall with their friends? Like, I could not imagine that.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. I thought you had, I didn't even know. Like, I didn't really think law, but I just kind of thought, like,
well, you don't live next door to a mall, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, I just kind of thought that's weird, but.
No, I mean, it's great fun. All right.
Wow.
So this one says, I was parentified as a child with my 4 younger siblings. When I see a child now, I act nice, but I cannot wait to get away from it.
It.
Child clown.
I'm sorry, what?
I had my share of caring for kids and have next to nothing positive come out of it. So that's a real shame. All right. 6. Ooh. I have 2 boys and I love them, but boy, do I wish I hadn't had them. What?
I love you, but I wish I never met you.
I don't see a lot of Valentine's Day cards. You are the love of my life. I wish I had never found love at all.
I wish you never existed or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Great. Yeah, you know, tell that to your kids. Like, just go up and say that. I wonder what the.
This is from Mr. Cake Sr., who oddly enough doesn't sound very sweet. I have 2 boys and I love them. But boy, do I wish I hadn't had them.
Whether it be
political, climatic, or economical, their future doesn't look too bright. And my whole life is now dedicated to making sure I can be around and financially available to help them in a cutthroat world. So a cutthroat world is like kill or be killed. Like, it's a way of just saying...
That's like medieval times.
Well, it is, right? So, actually, so a cutthroat was originally an assassin. Like, you'd pay them to go and kill someone. A cutthroat world, it's a kind of thing where people say, oh, competition is so fierce and it's really tough to get ahead and
that's
everybody just
cutthroat.
Betrays each
that's
other.
That's not like kill.
No, it's an exaggeration. It's like they say, the dog eat dog free market when dogs don't even eat each other in the real world.
I don't like exaggerations. Like, I think sometimes, like... Okay, like exaggerations when you're like, oh, I can't think of an example. Like, I know there is one, but I can't think of it. But like when you're like saying something and you like exaggerate it, but like that's the same as this. I'm sorry, the example is lost.
I do this. I may have indeed done this to you today. Uh-huh. Because when we were at lunch, you did something and I said, oh, you've done it 3 times. And actually later on, I remember 2 or once or twice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
These, yeah, when you exaggerate, like, oh, you've done it a million
conflict.
Times or something
Yeah. You always, or you never, right?
Yeah,
and then
it's
this total setup. You say, you never do the dishes. It's like, hey, I did the dishes 3 weeks ago. That's not the point. And you just end up.
I know. I hate, like, some exaggerations. It's not like a cutthroat world. Like, I mean, it's, like, difficult. You just have to be assertive.
Well, also, if this guy cares about the future and has kids, maybe his kids are going to be one of the people who solve this. I remember the woman who was your tutor for a while saying...
Yeah.
You know this story, but other people... So she was saying, oh, I don't want to have kids because the environment is like, well, you care about the environment. You're a smart woman. You're educated, so you can have a kid and the kid could help solve environmental issues.
And now she can't get kids because she's too old.
She's having a tough time now, yeah, for sure. So, and also, can you imagine having the dad? Good morning. Welcome to your cutthroat world.
What the heck?
You'd have to randomly attack the kids, you know, just to make sure that they were aware and ready for the cutthroat world.
Yes.
They'd have to wear, like, heavy neck braces. All right. So this person says, this is like L. Woods. I don't know what I'm saying. This is 7. I like my life how it is right now. Sleeping in, taking spontaneous trips, spending my money on myself.
Ew, Smuggins.
Having a kid means your entire life changes, and I don't want my life to change.
Just so everyone knows, Smuggins means insufferably smug.
Yeah, I don't know where we got it from.
You.
Me.
Dad, do the Smuggins.
Oh, should I do this one as total Smuggins?
Yes.
All right, 7. I like my life how it is right now. Sleeping in, taking spontaneous trips, spending my money on myself. Having a kid means your entire life changes, and I don't want my life to change. How punchable is that exactly? Yeah, I can see your hands are like balled into a...
The face is too, it's like, just imagine, oh my, as a face.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my. Yes, that is, and this is
oh
one
my goodness,
of the reasons.
You won in like an Among Us game as an imposter due to everyone playing terribly.
Oh, victory of good over evil. Magnificent.
I mean, no offense, but they were not stellar playing that day.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I mean.
But that's why I have to get so proud, because it happens so rarely.
Well, yeah, but that just makes people want to vote you out more.
Yes. Yeah,
and
fair.
You'll win even rarely. Rarely is a word.
More
yes, rarely is a word now.
So this person... Sorry, you were going to say?
No, go ahead.
So this person is like, well, I like my life how it is. I have a wonderful life. It's like, well, then...
No, you don't.
You only have a wonderful life because your parents bothered to have you, right?
Yeah.
Because your parents bothered to have you, you have a wonderful life. And it's like inheriting $1 million and then just spending it on useless stuff. And it's like, your parents worked hard for that money and you're just blowing
it. Gazillion notebooks or something like that.
I use each one of those.
I'm talking about the paper ones, not the...
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant notebooks like computers.
No, okay. I mean, I was kind of making fun of you, but no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Like, can we get more crayons that are scented of different things? Oh, I need more crayons. Oh, more paints. Oh, somebody used my chalk.
Dad,
kill. What?
We were...
Sorry, I was just going on a journey. I could have done that for another hour.
We were like Staples yesterday.
Yes.
And I had to buy a notebook for something.
You had to.
And you said... Well, I didn't have to, but I wanted to. I wanted to get it for something. And you said, oh my goodness, look at those scented markers. Should we get them? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm testing.
No, testing. You aren't.
All right.
You already know how ridiculous I am when it comes to saving money.
Yeah, so sleeping in, taking spontaneous trips, spending my money on myself. That's just a selfish life. And listen, that works for a while. Don't get me wrong. It works like a drug that makes you happy will work for a while. But the problem is it's called the hedonic treadmill.
Eventually, you're going to end up as a depressed cat lady.
Well, or cat guy. So the hedonic treadmill is when you get really good news. Okay, what was the last really great piece of news that you got?
Oh my God, when Among Us changed the font.
No,
like the
great
ninth
piece
time.
Of news.
I'm making
Let's
fun
not
of them.
Get on the Among
I'm
Us
making,
font
I'm making, I'm making
no,
fun of them.
When Goose Goose Duck did a cool upgrade.
Yeah, they did a pretty
right?
cool update.
Okay, so that was good news, right? Now, your happiness went from here, like it went up a little bit, and then it just gets back to normal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and the good news about that is when you're sad, you also go back up. So you kind of end up in a resting place. Right, it's kind of like a floating bauble on a floating device on the water. Right, if you throw it up in the air, it comes back down. If you push it down, it goes back up. It ends up at an even level. So he's going to find himself less and less enjoying these kinds of things. Right, and you know, do you think it would be fun to travel alone?
I mean, I'm not generally a massive fan of travel. Like, it can be fun, but I mean, it usually is
Australia.
Fun. Yes, that was very fun. But look, it usually is fun.
Australia. Sorry. Sorry.
No, honestly, like, travel is fun, but I mean, like, I prefer staying at home.
Hmm.
Like, okay. We always
Do you think
have
it would be
times.
Fun when we could go movies, to go to see movies? Let's try English this time.
English.
Do you think that it would be fun to go and see a movie on your own?
Sure.
What about eat out on your own?
Yes, because then I don't have to fight someone for over food preferences.
What?
Well, why? Let's
Sorry,
eat
what's your trauma about eating with other people now? I'm
no,
not aware
it's
of this.
No, it's not a trauma. It's like someone wants to eat somewhere and I want to eat somewhere else.
Oh, that stuff. Right. Okay. Remember, but that's because you only want
oh
to eat like
Oh my goodness,
two
we
places.
Were out. Remember, like, we were with our friends and there were like five of us or something and we all wanted to eat somewhere else. And we had to do like a massive game of rock, paper, scissors to try and figure out where we were going to eat.
Yeah, and the good thing is I already had my fist like
yeah,
for the rock,
and the good
so
news
I got
is
to win.
I lost like on the first round.
I was not very Smuggins at that point.
Yeah, you were.
Well, was I?
You came in second.
Oh, yeah. Sad Smuggins.
Sad Smuggins.
So, yeah, he's going to run out of, like, whatever good news you get. You feel happy, and then you just kind of return to normal. So this is going to be... And you can't spend your whole life just spending money on yourself. I mean, okay. So, 8, kids destroy things. They make messes. I just was able to eke out a life for myself in a house and actually buy some new things and make it feel like I'm finally an adult. For kids to ruin the couch I saved for or the TV I saved for would just be too much. These are symbols of my hard work and accomplishments.
Since when do kids look at the couch and like, this must die or something? Like, how do they ruin a couch or a TV? Like,
Well, I assume that they're sleepwalking, dreaming they're hunting a bison and take a fork to the couch. Is it something like that? Well,
yeah, I mean, I've done that before. Not kidding.
Oh, no, that's why I don't wear the buffalo outfit at home. When we're out, sure, but not at home, because it's risky.
Okay, but like, honestly, I mean...
Sorry, go ahead.
That's a horse. That's not a buffalo.
Look, a buffalo could make that sound if you stabbed it the right way, but anyway.
What the heck?
We'll get to hunting lessons later. I worked up north with gold padding and prospect. All right. I get made fun of by my listeners because it comes up quite a bit in my show, just because it's relevant
to
philosophy.
Oh my goodness, in your show, let alone the hat note.
All right, I'm going to get a fork and I'll show you some hunting lessons.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my goodness, I remember like every time, or not every time, but sometimes when I'll like fall and hurt myself, you'll be like, can I get a fork to fix it?
Well, only after the Nutella test. All right, when I put the Nutella on, it's even hurts.
We don't even have Nutella anymore and it's sad.
It's sad, yeah. Okay, but we've seen, like we see on sometimes on the funny videos, right? Like kids that have just wrecked stuff.
They need to stop watching funny videos and actually get kids.
You haven't wrecked stuff.
I haven't.
I mean, you don't draw on the walls. You haven't broken things. You occasionally will just randomly hurl cutlery to the floor.
Okay, I'm growing and I'm bigger than usual and I'm like
you have
tripping.
Trouble dismounting the couch. Like I've seen, you know,
okay,
like
I've fallen off the couch.
Like, do you know in Heartland where they would like ride these crazy horses that would try and throw them off?
Yeah.
That is similar to the way that you get off a couch. I think it's fair. I don't know how you end up like flying through the air to get off a couch. It's pretty wild.
What?
You fall off couches is what I'm saying.
Okay. I was like, we started watching Heartland like months ago. What?
Right. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like the bucking bronco is our couch, right?
Okay. Here's what happens. I'm bigger than usual. I try and, like, uncross my legs to get off the couch, and my legs are just like, no, and I fall.
And why you keep hitting everything with your hips is completely beyond me. But anyway.
My hips are bigger than usual, and I don't like it.
Right. All right. So I think that if you spend time with your kids, and they're engaged with you, and they enjoy your company, they're not going to be wrecking the place. Like, you've never wrecked
anything.
Yeah, like,
don't... Like, remember we saw that video, or you showed me that video of, like, this lady...
She had a shower, right?
She had, like, yeah, like, to shave her legs, apparently. Mm-hmm. Another girly thing that doesn't make any sense if you're married. What? You give me a weird look.
No, just go on with your story.
What's that weird look for?
We'll have a whole other show about you and the girly things. We'll have a whole other show about you and the girly things.
But
so she was shaving her legs.
Yeah, she was.
Right.
She was shaving her legs, which angers me anyways.
No, but so the problem could have been that she was like running upstairs and her hair is like rubbed and caught fire and she burnt. Right? That's dangerous.
She doesn't even have any hair on her legs anymore.
Still on the outside, though. And then if she turns her legs the other way around and run... Okay, never mind.
What? Anyways, so what happened was, is she, like, apparently, like, came downstairs and her, like, 2 or 3 year old or whatever, her toddler and her dog had made, like, an insane mess or something. Yeah. And when she asked, like, where are you or, oh my gosh, what happened or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The toddler just shouted, like, really angrily. You could just hear it. Like, what? Like, what do you want, right?
Oh, yeah. That's an angry toddler.
That's an angry toddler, and angry toddlers are destructive, like, more destructive, like, nuclear weapons. When they're angry, they're destructive.
Oh, yeah.
In a good way, though. It's very funny, and they don't get angry if you parent them right.
No, that's right. I mean, so the kid is angry at something, right?
Yeah.
And you see we see sometimes these kids, we saw them on a TikTok video the other day. The kid was really angry in the back seat, and do you remember the mom was just like, well, just scream all you want, I don't care. Right.
There's I don't remember
like,
that. I
there
think
was this
was
like battle of
me.
Wills or like they're just ignoring your child's temper tantrum or whatever. It's like, no, the tantrum is important. You got to sit down and listen and find out what the issue is so the child feels cares for. Otherwise, they're just going to escalate. Right. So. All right. 9. I'd love to, if I could be a father, says swiggity swoot toot. Swiggity swiggity woot toot. I think that's Scottish. Anyway.
What?
Sorry, McSwiggity, McSwoot. Okay. So he says, I'd love to if I could be a father. Motherhood asks you to sacrifice everything from your body to identity to even your life for your child. My mom almost died in childbirth. I love my body, my financial freedom, my career, my relationship, and the cleanliness and silence of my home. I refuse to give any of that up for a child I know I would resent for upheaving my life.
I bet your home is a pigsty.
Yeah, it could be, right?
Okay, number one, yes, your mother almost died in childbirth. Could be something genetic. Get a C-section.
Incredibly rare.
It's incredibly rare.
It's massive.
Look,
you're more
like,
in danger driving to the hospital than you are in childbirth.
And look, also, like, if it's really, like,
so terrifying. Get like a C-section or something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And like give birth that way.
And
like,
if you want to have a bunch of kids, you just get that zipper put in and you're set.
What?
How's homeschooling going for you?
Terribly. I'm now disturbed.
Yeah, you go ahead.
But like, and also like kids won't make a mess really. Like just teach them how to like clean up after themselves.
Well,
and like,
what is it? What does a tidy home do for the rest of your life?
It
right?
doesn't do anything. Like,
I mean, nice in the moment, but you have a quiet, silent, tidy home.
Silent, yes. Explore
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Wait, what?
What?
Me?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. No, ah! I'm just saying. No, but I mean, like, it's silent for a reason. It's like you're not getting. You don't have a partner. You don't have like yeah. kids. Like. Yeah. Just even get like a dog.
I mean, it's like if you have a dog and the dog dies, it's like, oh, the house is silent. It's like, yeah, but that's kind of sad, right?
Yeah.
And but, I can tell you, I would bet $1 million on this.
Yeah.
I mean, not mine, but I bet someone's $1 million on this. So her mom almost died in childbirth. How many
times? I bet you her mom held that over her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, God. Oh, boy, God. Right? So my mom almost died in childbirth, which she reminded me of 3 times a day when I would just not listen to her or something. I almost died bringing you into this world. Oh, there's this comedian, Bill Cosby, who got into a lot of trouble, just got released from prison anyway. He used to have this joke where his father would say, I brought you into this world. I could take you out, too. Which is, you know, death threats.
That's not really a joke.
No, it's not. All right. Oh, yeah, and there's a lovely picture here of a woman in a cage.
With a baby.
With a baby.
Looking sad.
Looking sad.
It's not even a picture. Like, you know, like, you'll see, like, these articles that you'll show me,
infographic.
Right?
Infographic. Yeah.
Infographic.
I think it's called an infographic. It's like a half cartoon, half
They're, like,
picture.
Really bad. Like, can you show that to me again?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm just, I draw a lot. This angers me. This isn't, that would take, like, a minute to make, like, honestly. And mm-hmm. it's not, like, you could spend an extra minute. And
actually,
you can,
no, this takes about 9 months to make. The baby, I mean, hello. Okay, sorry. No, you're right. It's very
Look,
simple sketch,
I'm,
right?
It takes, like, a bit of skill and, like, a bit of time to get, like, good at that style of art, which I hate, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so dumb, honestly. Like, just hold on. I gotta see. Again. Like, what the heck? The feet look like bowling pins. Like.
That's true, actually. They do. And you know why she's so upset? Because she doesn't have a face.
Yeah, like,
she's basically got an egg with hair.
And her baby, it doesn't have a face. And where the heck is, like, there's shading on, like, the shadow, but her shirt doesn't have any shading.
Oh, yeah.
And the only shading is, like, weird orange stuff on her skin that makes her look like she's, like, blushing in really weird spots.
And why does her baby have, like, middle-aged hair with a haircut? Anyway, nobody can see this, so this doesn't make any sense
no,
in the show.
No, screenshot it. You gotta, like, put it into the show or something.
Ten, I can barely go through my period without painkillers. So, as you know, period is a form of punctuation.
Yes, I'll
never manage to give birth. Also, I don't like kids. They're annoying. But see, here's the thing. You don't like kids. It's like, when you were a kid, were you annoying? But don't blame all the other kids for you being annoying, right?
Yeah, and like, okay, yeah, understandably, like, but they have, like, painkillers for births and stuff. Like, yeah, periods
do
typically, like, require at least some type of Advil or something, but, like, painkillers
for... Oh, I think it's a little more than Advil. You mean for childbirth?
No, for periods.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, like, for childbirth, they have, like, a lot of painkillers and stuff like that, right? So, I mean, like, I don't... Like, with the fact that, like, she thinks kids are annoying, right? Like, just get, like 8 billion people, 8 billion females have had to go through this to put all the people in the world, right? Like, if that many ladies can do it, why can't you? Like,
I mean, there honestly. Are some women, as you know, who have pretty brutal periods.
Yes.
But here's the thing, too. If you give birth, you get respite from your period while you're breastfeeding. You don't ovulate.
And for 9 months.
Yeah, and for 9 months. Yeah, so you're breastfeeding, you get 3 years off from your period. With your period pain.
And it only requires a bit of pain for birth, which will be really numbed with the painkillers.
And I say this is a very dangerous statement for a man to make, but from what I've heard from women, they say, yes, it's painful, but it's the kind of pain you forget.
Right. Okay.
All right. Concerned pineapple. What, you knew I was going to say that next, right? Okay, concerned pineapple.
Did you
says,
ask?
No, seriously. Look, concerned pineapple.
No, there's a dash in between. You're wrong.
Do not make me come over there. All right.
You're right next to you. I can touch your
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, 11. I'm lazy. I like my free time. Oh, my gosh, that's me. No, I'm lazy. I like my free time. I like money. Well, the little I do have. I like sleep. I've also just never had the instinct.
Everyone likes sleep.
Yeah, I've also just never had the instinct in me to want kids. I feel complete without them. Plus, it's scary enough worrying about my own future, let alone the future of miniature humans.
Miniature humans.
Miniature humans.
Yes, Dad, I'm a miniature human.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, I am, and like, the size of Mom now, but
you're size
pretty
of mom
much
now.
The same size.
Wait, that's not saying a huge amount. Mom's gonna... You know, we left Mom out in the rain and she shrunk. It's okay. We'll keep this just between us.
Mom, no.
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, you were going to say miniature human? Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, that's a funny way to, like, say kids, but...
It's like a toy train set, but with people.
Miniature human. Okay, that's my... I'm not naming my... I'm naming my kids miniature human.
Miniature humans, right.
Yes, my name is miniature human.
So I'm lazy. I like my free time. I like
Everyone
money.
Does.
Well, the money, well, the little I do have. Okay, so here's something that people don't understand. When you have kids...
It's
you,
an investment.
Okay. Well, no, you usually end up making more money because you work harder and you're more focused, you're more concentrated, and you have more to work
well,
for.
Well, that would
so.
Make money because you're, like, teaching your kids.
No, no, but so if you have a job.
That, oh, your husband.
No, there's two. Yeah, so let's say you're married, right? That's generally your husband, right? If you're staying home breastfeeding. So your husband has two, a man has two big jumps in his income. Number one, when he gets married, and number two, when he has kids. Now, it's not because society says, oh, you got married, let's pay you more, but he stops fooling around at work. He works harder. And he works smarter, and he gets additional education, and he becomes much more responsible when he becomes a husband, and then even more so when he becomes a father. Because once you have to provide for your kids, you can't goof off, you can't, go out and have smoke breaks all the time, and you have to really work seriously, so you become more economically productive, right? So this idea, this like, well, I don't have enough money for kids, it's like, well, have the kids and you'll make more money. That's generally the way it always works, but people have lost that wisdom, I think. It's scary enough worrying about my own future, let alone the future of miniature humans. So here's the thing. So people think, I worry about my own life. When I have kids, it'll be just an additional burden. It's not. Because
now you stop worrying about your own life.
You focus more on what's necessary for your kids, and you stop obsessing about yourself. Like, we've known a few people over the years who seem to be very concerned with every little ache or pain or symptom or worry or problem or this or that or the other, right? Now, do any of these worry warts have kids?
She's like... Oh, no, my hair, it's too hard to take care of, so I'm going to cut it short.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a terrible accent, but you know she sounds
sure
like that.
I'm not sure where you were coming from, on what planet, and what you
That was your accent, okay.
Is it time to imitate Foother? No, probably not. All right. Okay.
Whenever I imitate, like, one of my parents, it's like, if so, she sent him home.
Yeah, I'm fully on board with the how I sound to you and how I land for you in general.
You don't want to know.
Because it sounds mostly punchable.
It is.
Yeah, I can see that. All right.
Like when you're not doing insane Smuggins, it's just mildly less insane Smuggins.
Nonsense. All right. This is just me saying this. As a woman, I don't want the body changes that come with having a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not want some mild stretch marks? How sad.
Yeah. I just don't want the body changes.
She
has a body she doesn't want to change because her mother was willing to give up her body changes.
I guess,
changes,
yeah.
Right?
No, look, her figure is probably, like, great or whatever. So she's like, I can't have kids because stretch marks.
Well, and of course, the whole reason why men are attracted to women or women are attracted to men is for babies.
Yes.
And so she wants all of the attractiveness, but she doesn't want any of the reason that it's actually there for, which is to have babies.
Sounds like a mask Karen. Like someone who's like, wear your mask or whatever.
Right.
She sounds like one of those ladies. I don't know.
And
just
yet
like...
when I put my my clown it mask on, they don't like that either. It's very weird.
Oh my
Even
gosh.
When I chase them Dad, to tell them, I've got the mask on! Sorry.
Do you ever we saw that video of a lady who put on like a big, it looked like a beak and like some glasses or something
oh,
as a mask?
Oh, she was breathing in and out?
Yeah,
oh,
she
yeah.
went into the store and the lady's like, what the heck?
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. All right. 13. This is from Chibi Sailor Mercury. People.
All these names are like so weird.
They really are. People kept telling me that as I'd grow older, I'd reach my 30s, find my soulmate, my friends would start having children, and I'd start to have that feeling. Well, I went through all these milestones, okay. And I still don't have that desire for kids. Now, I mean, so that's a big question, right? What if you just don't, like, maybe, I mean, I'm perfectly, could happen that somebody just doesn't want kids. Now, I think it's something you should really examine in yourself, particularly for women, because you get past your late 30s, your odds of having kids are very, very low. And if you do regret it, you got another 50 years to go of like loneliness and isolation and regret. Like there's all these articles about how women say, you know, we just become invisible to society after 40. Nobody seems to care about us. We don't get any attention. Men don't buy me drinks. You know, men don't buy me drinks. I don't get, men don't ask me out on dates. It's like, I've just become invisible. It's like, hello. All of that's for having kids. And now you're past the age of having kids for the most part. So of course you're not going to be, but society only stops paying attention to you as far as dating and marriage and all that goes. If you have kids, I mean, I'm a little over 40. You still pay attention to me.
A little what?
I'm a lot over 40.
A little?
My over 40 can almost drive. Anyway.
You're going to get seniors discounts at the end of this month.
No.
Next month, sorry, next month.
Yeah, that's totally different.
I'm sorry.
I must practice some video games.
I had to do that. That was hilarious.
Yes. Yes, so funny.
For me.
Yes.
Sorry.
I can't read this anymore. My eyes just fell out. Anyway.
What?
So, but it could be that somebody just, my question is, okay, but why don't you want to have kids? Because the norm is having kids. That's why we're all here. There are like billions and billions of people on the planet because people want kids. And so if you don't want kids, it's not like the end of the world or anything. Well, I guess it's the end of your genetic line. But if you don't want kids, the important thing is to look at why don't you want to have kids? Like if I woke up tomorrow, like I have no ambition. I don't want to do any shows. I don't want to make any money. I don't want to go anywhere. Okay, it's possible, but I should probably look into why I'm lacking a basic human emotion of ambition or purpose or goal or something yeah. like that. All right. 14. This is from DJ Corvid.
COVID.
Have you seen the world out there?
Yeah.
I mean, several generations have already looked at serious looming problems and said, but the children are our future, they'll fix it. Within my lifetime, I've seen climate change go from global warming and very mild changes to once in a century environmental events happening every year. It's time to stop making more people until we can fix the problems we're causing. Yeah.
All right. There's this one book that she needs to read about one page of, and then someone needs to slap her in the face. Okay.
Yeah.
Look.
Metaphorically.
What?
Metaphorically, what slap her in the face. It means not for real, but, yeah, for you real. Know, a mental slap for in the real. Face. Non-aggression principle.
What's that?
Peaceful parenting flowing down through the generations, producing peaceful children.
Universal peanut butter.
UPB. Universal peanut butter.
Sorry.
It still hurts. Hey, I wish UPB was as sticky as peanut butter. That would be very nice.
I don't like peanut butter. Anyways.
What?
I like it, like, rarely, but you're like, I'm
going to... You've had entire spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Like, years ago. Like, you get peanut butter, and you'll, like, take the entire, like, 8-gallon bottle and, like, dump it onto one small piece of toast.
That is some architectural stacking. It's my CN Tower of peanut butter.
It's not. You just, like, make, like, a massive bowl and, like, stick a piece of toast in it.
Actually, just occasionally drop a piece of toast in it by accident and then call it a sandwich. But, yeah, okay. Fair. Fair.
Okay, no, but what was I even saying? Oh, yeah, like, global warming. Look, the government has been wanting to, like, stop global warming for, like, the last 41 years or something, like, 40 years or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Big, powerful, lots of money. Well, they can just limited money at their fingertips because they can keep printing it or just, like, raise taxes or whatever, right? If they wanted to stop global warming, they could stop it. But, like, because it's not even a problem. But, I mean, say it was a problem, it needed to be stopped, right? They could just stop it, and they seem to be like, oh, but global warming, right? Like, they make, like, big things about it, but they don't do anything to stop it, except, like, we're banning the only straws that are nice to drink from.
Come on, there's nothing more lovely than water and
paper.
Fibers from paper. Oh, that's roughage, man.
Yeah, but look at all those turtles. Now they're like, one extra part of a turtle is now alive.
The reality is, you've got to have more faith in our leaders. Look. When they've solved global warming, they will be able to eliminate a lot of taxes and control and bullying. And governments love giving up new taxes. They love giving up control. So totally want to solve global warming.
See, they just put an income tax for the last 8,000 years or something like that because it's just temporary. You know, it will go away, you know, maybe another couple million years. Go away. No.
They say there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program. It's kind of true.
It's like, yeah, we're just going to have this emergency lockdown thing for 2 weeks.
2 weeks to flatten the curve. Here we are, 17 months later. All right. There was a show I watched when I was a kid about a radio station. Kind of funny now because I do broadcasts. But, and in it, this guy got, he and his wife got pregnant. She was older. And he said he was worried about having the kid. And he said, "Ah, these are troubled times. These are troubled times." And do you know what his wife said?
What?
"People have been saying that for 5,000 years." Kind of true.
Yeah, it is kind of true.
All right. Complete. Okay, 15. This is from Parnes Angel. "Complete lack of a support system. You know the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, we have no village anymore. Unless you happen to live close to family, no one is around to help you, and you're on your own."
Husband?
Yeah, but husband's not a village, right? So where are you planning to live?
Well, okay, in the
where are you planning to live?
In the front of the house.
In the front yard?
Yeah, we were thinking of building a house there.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Although I'm not 100% sure. Like, I've kind of... No, I mean, I'm...
What? You're never getting away. You know that, right? It can't happen.
All I'm saying is,
you can't build a house with your father hanging onto your legs and yowling like a howler monkey.
All I'm saying is, from what I have to like find a husband and get kids and stuff, he may not be like a massive fan of like living in the front. He might want his own house, and like maybe he has like a career that's taking him elsewhere. So, all I'm saying. Maybe something for later on in life.
Well, I mean, if he has a career that takes you away from me, is that what you mean? I don't think that you can actually run a career when you're currently in the hospital, so I really don't think that will happen as a whole, if you understand what I'm saying. If you understand what I'm saying.
No, I have no idea what you're saying.
It's very subtle. What was it? Cutthroat. Let me just write that down. Okay. All right. No, I mean, the whole idea, hopefully, will be, you know, if you have to move someplace, we'll just move to be with you, right? Especially if you've got kids. I want to be around grandkids and all that.
You're never selling this house. I like it.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. All right. Okay. Freedom! Okay, this is from Bill Eastman. Billy Aspen. Billy Aspen 515. "Freedom. My husband and I would probably be pretty good parents. We're in a good spot financially, but we feel complete with each other. We have fun together and want to spend the rest of our lives without the responsibility and stress of kids." Yeah.
Is that also
stressful? Why is it this?
Is it stressful?
No, I understand. I understand this a little bit. And so you have, you know, two parents who've had some flexibility and all of that. So we don't find parenting stressful. But...
Invest in cryptocurrency so one of you can stay home and parent.
Right.
It's not hard.
So...
Watch Free Domain.
Watch Free Domain.
Watch his channels.
That's right. So,
I must say, I've made money off crypto. It's not hard.
The people that I know, especially where they're both working, it is stressful because you got to get the kids up early.
Of course, it's stressful.
You've got to get them off to daycare.
The man's working, and the woman spends half her day, like from 6 a.m., getting makeup and dresses on or whatever, so that she can go on to her online Zoom meeting.
Dresses? Do you think people wear? Okay, go ahead.
So you can go into her online Zoom meeting for like 9 hours or something like that. But I mean, yep. Literally, the women's day is like, all right, get up at 6, do hair and makeup for like 19 hours, wake your kids up, go on to Zoom class for the entire day. Sorry, go on to Zoom teaching or whatever since COVID or like before COVID, like go to work, right?
Yeah.
For the entire day. Pick your kids up from school at 6, have dinner. Well, they have to do their homework. Then they come for dinner. And then you get about 15 minutes to socialize with your kids before they have to go to bed.
That's terrible. And I got to tell you, in all seriousness, it would completely and totally break my heart to, like, have dropped you off at daycare and have strangers, they're not even raising you, just kind of managing you and keeping you from hurting yourself and throwing some food at you. Like, I would just, it would completely break my heart. It's like getting married and then moving to another continent away from your spouse. Like, why? I had this with the guy I was talking to the other day whose mom dropped him off in daycare when he was very young. And it's like, well, why would you have kids and then just drop them off some other place? Like, it's just, it's a sad thing. It would just break my heart completely. All right. So, yeah, we have fun together. And so this feel of complete with each other, right? We feel complete with each other. Nothing's missing, right? And people, they don't like to say something's missing. Maybe that something is kids. Maybe that something is whatever. I feel complete in and of myself. Okay, we're social animals. And we are wired to have and enjoy the raising of children. Because if we weren't wired that way, what would have happened? If we weren't wired to enjoy having and raising children, we would have died out as a species like a million years ago.
Yep.
So, again...
Something's wrong with you.
No, you can... you cannot have the normal human instincts. And that can happen, right? Some people are just... Like, there are some people who are just, like, they have no interest in romance. They have no interest in marriage. And they're just... that way, right? And it could happen, right? But the thing is, the question is why. Now, if you examine why and it turns out you are just that way, fine, you know, go in peace, live your life, whatever. But I think a lot of people who just say stuff and they don't figure out why, like, why don't you want to have kids? And especially say, well, I enjoy my life. It's like, well, then you only have that life because your parents had kids. Or say, well, I'm unhappy. It's like, well, maybe you're unhappy because you don't want to have kids. Or again, I just want people to make the, because if you miss that window, man, your life is pretty, pretty miserable.
Yeah, you have like the top fertility is like 18 to like 28 or something like that.
Right.
And then like the rest, it just gets worse from there. So have kids early.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So this one I can sort of understand. This is a woman who says, I now live with disability and chronic pain. And I just watched my best friend struggle with a healthy pregnancy. I think pregnancy would leave me with irreversible damage and pain, and I would be unable to care for a baby afterward. I would severely struggle, as I am right now, due to chronic fatigue and chronic pain. I wouldn't be surprised if I became wheelchair bound.
Sorry.
Where's your sympathy?
I have no sympathy.
Go.
Sorry. Anyways, fatigue. It's something in your life that needs to change if you're, like, fatiguey or whatever.
Well, she doesn't say, like, she's got an illness in particular. So she's got some illness, but she just has chronic fatigue and chronic pain.
Yeah, that's a dumb excuse to not do things.
Yeah, well, if the doctors...
Trust me, I know, not
kidding. If the doctors... What? If the doctors can't find anything wrong with you, then the next place I would go to is in your mind. And again, it may be that there's some unknown illness that you have, so it could be the case.
No, it couldn't.
Because I'm optimistic.
No, you're not. Yeah, you are. You're way too optimistic.
Yeah, that is your belief, right? That I'm way too optimistic.
So is Mom.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Mom's even optimistic-er.
That is a very creative use of the language.
I'm sorry. I have to do it. He gets, like, such a funny reaction when I mispronounce words. I'll say, like, oh, my goodness, that was so much more funner.
Oh, no.
Dad, people that we play Among Us with have said funner.
Are you spreading this virus?
No, they said it before I said it to them.
Really?
And I said, finally, I have more.
No, it's fine.
There are more of us.
It's fine. It's no problem at all. I'm totally fine with it.
Funner. Oh, hold on. I dropped that. Oops.
No sweat. All right.
There we go.
No, this is...
Oh,
it's a backup recording.
Oh, back recording. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 19.
Hold on, let me blow into the mic. No, kidding.
I just have no desire.
Wait, hold on. Oh, I thought you said... Okay, never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't hate kids, and I love my nieces and nephews, and have a great time being an influential part of their life. However, that means that I also see how difficult and stressful it is to raise kids.
Fatigable to have children.
I understand that people really love it, and it's worth it to them, but that's just not me. You know, people have no idea the kind of strength they have. Like, I've read these stories where a woman, her kid gets trapped underneath a car. She's able to lift the car up so that the kid can get out.
Oh, really?
Lift a car.
Oh, okay.
Right? The amount of adrenaline, the amount of, like, we are incredible when it comes to an extremity. And so the idea, what people, they look and say, oh, I could never imagine doing that. But if you get into that situation, you will find a way to make it work.
Yep.
You will find a way to make it work. And people who judge their future selves by a weakened state where they're not doing anything, it's like if I watch some guy who, like, I don't know, bench presses 500 pounds or whatever, right? And I said, well, I can't do that. It's like, well, sure, but he worked towards that. He worked his way up to that, right? If I go and try and do that right now, sure, that would be bad. But you can work your way up to it. So people look and they say, oh, I could never do that. Are they saying then, if they actually, let's say that for some reason, nieces and nephews, right? So let's say that their brother or sister died and the nieces and nephews came to live with them. Are they just saying, well, they would never make it work? It couldn't happen. Or they would completely fall apart? No, they would rise to the occasion. They would rise to the occasion. They would find out a way to make it work, and they would end up being totally fine with it and maybe even loving it. And that bothers me when people just say, well, I could never do what those people do. It's like, what are you talking about? Of course you could. You put yourself in that situation and you will find a way to make it work. And
yeah, like I started animating. I had like no idea how to animate. And I'm just like, all right, well, let's just draw something and see what happens. Like I selected like 20 frames or something. And I'm just like, all right, let's see what can happen.
I mean, you've technically broken and smashed up a wide variety, in fact, a fairly endless line of art teachers, I think it's fair to say, over the years. Is that a fair way to put it? I think that's fair.
Okay, I've had like, what, three? No, two. I was put in
art
lessons.
I may have tried to teach you a few things as well. I tried to teach you perspective, and if there's one thing I'm good at,
no,
it's perspective.
I've had four.
Does that count me? Yeah.
Yeah, you and three.
Right.
Okay,
one of them of them are currently on medication?
Okay, one of them was just straight up weird, so I just stopped responding to her messages.
Yeah. Okay, at that one I'm fairly okay with.
Yeah.
But she did try and teach you something, and the way that she taught you was by not listening to anything that you wanted to learn.
I was like, hey, well, like, first she started off like, she's like, hey, would you like to have some art lessons? And I'm like, hey, you know, that's a really kind offer, but I think I'm, like, happy just learning with myself for now.
Yeah.
And it was like, I woke up the next day, like, 12 in the morning, she'd sent me, like, 3 different, like, photos with, like, text and, like, information about colors. I said, oh, thank you, that's useful, right? I was like, okay, is she trying to get me to go into art lessons?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then she's like, would you like some more information about that stuff? And I'm like, sure. And then she, like, goes on to, like,
Because outside the family, you're very polite. Other people intimidate you in the way that I can't manage. Anyway,
I'm just like, sure, I mean, like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so whatever, she like, so just got like some more stuff, but it's like not colors anymore. I'm like, I mean, yeah, I said, yeah, the colors are like really useful. I can use that, right? And then she sends me this dumb stuff about like perspective.
Which you didn't want
to
do at that
time. I didn't. I said, I'm like, hey, wait, can we go back to colors? I said.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you just need to learn this first before you do colors. And I'm like, wait, I never signed up for art lessons.
So trying to, just for those of you who don't know Izzy, trying to instruct Izzy is kind of like disarming a bomb with constantly moving parts while you're on a roller coaster. Because you like to teach yourself, right?
Yeah, I've taught myself.
You have not found a better teacher than yourself in many things, right?
I have not.
Right?
Animating, drawing,
no, and I'm fair.
Stories,
I taught myself computer programming. Yeah. I've worked a lot on philosophy without being instructed. And I mean, I totally get what you can be more original when you come up with things yourself. And then you don't have to do what you consider to be dumb exercises that please other people but don't advance what you want to do.
There's this thing in drawing called, like, redlining. It makes no sense. Like, I mean, I guess, like, if you want to, like, redraw, like, what you've drawn before in, like, a different thing, like, sorry.
What?
Like,
okay, start again.
Like, let me explain it better.
Makes
so,
sense.
Say, like, draw a dragon, which has, like, I don't know, a weird-shaped jawline or mouth or whatever, right? And you want to, like, redraw it the same way.
Yeah.
You can use redlining to, like, continue drawing that dragon just in separate ways, although it will always look
what?
A little...
Still makes no sense to me.
So, say, like, you have to draw, like, a circle for the head and then, like, a cylinder for the snout.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that
stuff, yeah.
Right, like, I don't, maybe I'm just, like, weird or something in terms of, like, my drawing thing. I don't do that. Like, if I want to redraw something, like, I'm animating, I just draw what I need to draw, like, again. Like, I mean, I have never really animated dragons. I know it wouldn't be that hard if I had to do it in different frames. Now, I could obviously copy from, like, the previous animation things that I had drawn, which works, too. But I guess not if you're doing it on paper. Let me use English. Although you could, like, trace stuff. But I mean, like, maybe for some people it does. For me, I just, like, don't understand the purpose of it. Like, if you need to draw, like, 200 different shapes to make, like, a simple bottle, which is one thing she was, like, showing me. She's like, and you go into this area and you go to, like, all these triangles and stuff. And I'm like, why can't you just, like, draw, like, the wine bottle and be done with it?
Right.
Like, honestly.
I used to do sketches. Well, not sketches. I used to take a black and white photograph and try and reproduce it. And I would literally take a week to do a face.
Faces are hard.
Yeah, faces are hard for sure.
But nobody taught me that.
I just taught myself.
So. I draw, like, dragons.
Right.
Among Us characters.
Right, right.
And, like, birds and stuff. Like, I don't draw much other than that.
Right.
Sometimes I'll do, like, some, like, backgrounds. Like, I mean, I'll draw, like, I don't even know what it's called, but, like, I'll draw, like, pictures of, like, the world, or, like, with mountains and, like, trees
landscapes,
and stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, landscapes. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, like, that's really all I draw.
All right. Oh, yeah. 20. There are millions. Oh, wait, who's this from? Hashling Asla. Hashling?
I was going to say banana brownie.
There are millions of orphans in the world. What about me and my genes are so special that I had to create an entire new human from scratch? The world doesn't need more people.
Don't get orphans. The main reason, like, obviously there are exceptions, but, like, I guess maybe if you, like, really need to or want to or something.
I need to tell you something.
Well, yeah, okay, whatever.
Go on.
No, but, like, the majority of, like, orphans and stuff like that, like, I mean, like, they're just, like, typically the reason
their parents
give them up.
You don't know what happened to them in the womb.
Yeah, typically the reason parents give them up is because, like, their mom is, like, on drugs or, like, really dumb and doesn't know how to care for a kid, or just, like,
chaotic,
you're gonna get, like,
they could be in jail.
You're gonna get, like, a messed up kid, you're gonna get a dumb kid, or you're gonna get a kid with, like, problems in terms of, like, brain functioning because, like, drugs. Like, those are the three you're getting.
Yeah. And again, there's lots of orphans who would be good to adopt. But I've said this before, you know this about, like, I would not nearly enjoy parenting so much if I didn't have a smart kid.
Yeah.
Like, it just is the way. And I know that I come from smart genes and all of that, and I'm smart. So I just would not be, I'd be okay, but I wouldn't be as good a dad as I am, I think, if we didn't have that same level of intellectual ability, because, and that's the match, I think. And I think my genes are pretty special, and I think it was, I wouldn't want to just mix them in with the general, so. All right, 21. And lastly,
this
is from Meriwether. My life is complete without children. Oh. Plus, I'd rather just stick to
cats.
How did you know? My fur babies.
Okay.
What? What?
Cats.
You hate cats now.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, like...
No, you love cats. We go to the cat shelter whenever we can.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, but, like, dogs are better. Anyways, I used to like cats, but now, like, I know, I don't... Let's put it this way. If you die and you have a baby or a child, they will not start eating you after 15 minutes of you being dead. I'm sure some cats don't do that, but the majority of cats...
When you were young, I could never nap with you around.
So when I got my teeth
done. Little piranha, yeah.
No, but, like, honestly, like, cats, like, you've told me this, cats will, like, eat their owners.
Yeah, they will, absolutely.
And babies, like, imagine just, like, your toddler going up, oh, okay, well, let's get a knife now. It's like honestly, like, I don't understand.
You nap on the couch, you wake up in the oven.
Yeah, like, I mean, I could see that happening. No, I'm kidding. No.
Okay. And he never napped again.
I'm just trying to get you to stop napping. Okay.
Appreciate it.
But anyways, like, I mean, it's just stop. Like, if you're going to get an animal, get, like, a dog, but, like, just have kids, okay? Like, I think it should be, like, okay, I don't really think there should be, like, too many rules. Obviously, like, no government society, I'm down for that. But, I mean, like, if there are laws and rules and stuff, you can't have animals before getting kids. Like,
like, it's illegal to have a cat if you don't have a kid.
No, like, look, because it, like,
there'd be, like, guys on the street corner opening their coats with kittens. Hey, you want some kittens on the black market? Anyway, go on.
No, but, like, seriously, like, I mean, get a kid, or at least you have to be pregnant, at least, before getting an animal. Like, I mean...
Animal, yeah, the fur baby stuff, I honestly hate it. I had pets as kids. We've had pets here. I mean, I love pets. I think they're wonderful. But I find the fur baby stuff...
I hate it.
I find it really, really creepy. I really do. To me, this idea that you're going to take the most glorious thing to me in the entire universe is the human mind.
Yeah.
It's a true miracle. And it's the closest thing that gets me to God than anything else, right? And the idea that we just evolved this incredible organ is just amazing to me. And, you know, yeah, dogs are wonderful, but they're not, you know, they bond with you because of genetics. It's not because of your virtues as a whole, right? And the idea that you can create a mind... You know, like, so people have been working with computers to create artificial intelligence for, like, 50, 60 years. They're nowhere close, right?
No.
But a human being, you can actually create a human mind. I mean, I'm sitting here having a conversation because I decided to be a dad, right? And your brain is here because of actions that we chose. And the idea that it would be just as great to have a cat on my lap as a child in the chair.
Yes, let's do a show with a cat.
Yeah, do a show with a cat. You know, I get one of those little microphones. You know, those little mini mics that they ask the cats questions and you get that loud meow. That would be on my whole show, right? That's really, really sad.
Like, what do you think about having kids?
And meow. I can't, you know, it's not like I can teach a cat philosophy or virtues or values or model good behavior for a cat. I mean, and all that. I mean, it's, I don't know. The fur baby stuff, to me, it represents...
It's weird. Like, dogs, like, they're cute. Yeah, they're nice. I love dogs. But I mean, like, just... Have kids. What can I say? Have kids. If you want to get something, have kids.
Or, as we like to refer to them, miniature humans.
Mini humans.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, my general thing is, people can choose. Obviously, they can choose to have kids or not. That goes without saying. But our natural state is to fall in love, have kids, and enjoy the raising of kids. It is the greatest thing in my life is being a husband and being a father. And I have pretty great things
in my life. I'm sensing a compliment coming. Please stop.
Yeah, I know. And I also torturing you with cornered compliments. No, I won't.
You'll, like, tell me. You'll be like, oh, you're so great, amazing. Yeah. Stop.
I have this vague theory that if you get more compliments, you'll get more used to them.
No, it doesn't work that way. I hate them more.
Right. So, again.
Like, if someone does something and they keep doing it, it just makes me want to, like, punch them more. I mean, like, I get non-aggression principle and stuff like that, but,
In theory. No, so this is...
Peaceful childing does not exist. No, so
I was saying this earlier about disarming a bomb on a roller coaster. So getting you to accept a compliment without, like, you turning red and...
All, like, you were starting to compliment me or, like, me and Mom. Oh, yeah. And I just went under the table.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. Hiding from the compliments. No, I mean...
I remember we were in a store and I had my mask on, right? And it was, like, below my nose because I don't like masks. And he started complimenting. I just put it over my whole face.
That's right.
It's like, I will sacrifice my vision and my breathing in order to not hear the song.
Right. So we'll do a whole of the show about how to gracefully accept a compliment. But no, I mean, you are a great person to be with and great person to parent and all of that.
See, this is like,
no, I'm just saying that as a fact. Just saying that as a fact from my perspective. You don't have to accept it. It's just an observation.
I will not accept it.
Accept nothing at any time, under any circumstances. Fight to the death on everything. But... It is, yeah, I mean, it is. And look, I used to write 2 books a year. And since you have been born, I've written 2.5 books.
Since I've been a mini human in this
since
world.
Since you've been a miniature human, robot, whatever this weird thing is that the guy said. So, yeah, I mean, you don't have to, but if you don't have
that which makes us
most essentially human.
You have to. If you don't have to, I will personally show up at your closet at 3 a.m. in the morning. Yes, I said 3 a.m. in the morning, deal with it.
Oh, no, that's another one. 3 a.m. in the morning. So, yeah, my sort of... If you don't want to have kids, that's fine, but you really, really got to examine, because if you find out later that you really should have had kids or you can't be happy without them and it's too late, that's a terrible thing.
So, yeah, have kids, experience. And if you don't like it, deal with it. It's only 18 years, not 50.
Right, unless you have more than one, in which case more than 18. All right.
Okay, fine. I'm like 20.
What do I always forget at the end of the shows?
Don't subscribe. No, I'm kidding. Subscribe. You're giving me a very weird...
Very helpful. Is there anything else you'd like to help me with? What do I forget at the end of the show?
Oh, yeah. Don't comment. Don't share. Don't like. Actually, just straight up.
And whatever you do, do not donate at freedomain.com/donate.
Yeah, don't do that.
freedomain.com/donate. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We look forward to your feedback. And thanks, Izzy, for joining on the show. And we'll do another one soon.
Yes.
Bye.